Taz and Jim. We have Ian Snedden, partner with Cohen Hiley, joining us on the show. Ask a lawyer. We've got a bunch of questions here. Let's start with this one. It's a text message. Taz and Jim, dispute with my neighbor. She has 5 security cameras on her house. They're all facing my property. She has no cameras anywhere else. What can I do to get this conflict rectified? Am I entitled to see the video she is recording? I've asked her not to record, that I don't consent being on video, but she has not moved the cameras. What do you think, Ian?
Well, that's a tough one. So you'd have to see the cameras and what the purpose of them are. Are they security cameras, or is this a voyeurism issue? Because if it's voyeurism, it's
give her what she wants. Get in that backyard.
Make her sorry that she put the cameras up.
Well, that would be one way, I guess, dealing with it.
Not the lawyer recommended way.
No, it's not. Taz and Jim approved, though.
Yes, that's true. We have to distinguish between what I might say.
Yeah, what you're saying and what we're saying.
Yes.
All right. So, as a lawyer, what would your suggestion be?
Well, he's already spoken with the neighbor.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I think he would probably need to contact the police and see if they do anything about it. I think they would probably go over and speak to her as well. Again, it depends on the intention of the cameras. Well, not that the cameras have intention, yeah, but what her intention is.
What if her excuse is, I'm afraid of my neighbor, or I don't trust my neighbor, so I feel I have to have cameras pointed at his house to keep him away from me?
Well, it would have to be both objectively and subjectively reasonable to think that. And again, the courts tend to look badly upon surreptitiously recorded devices anyway.
Because it's borderline a threat. You're right. You're just trying to intimidate somebody when you put up that many cameras facing their house.
For sure. Yeah. So there's depending on the circumstances, the reasoning, that sort of thing, there's definitely an issue there. And I think at this point, based on the limited information that I have, I would contact the police.
Okay, let's go to the phones. We've got Tony here. What's your question for our lawyer, Tony?
Hey, I got a question here. It's about my brother-in-law. He's useless, man, like totally useless. He doesn't even answer the phone calls when his mother calls, when he doesn't even come to visit. And we literally have to yell at his wife to get him to call the mother. And how do we screw him out of his inheritance? Is there an easy way other than hoping he dies before the mother dies?
What is this, Succession? This is insane.
Hoping he dies before the mother does.
Well, by the way, it's nice seeing you at my wedding on the weekend. Dies, great to be part of the family.
Goes to his sister, my wife.
How bad is he? I mean, he's not a criminal. I mean, being a bit of a jerk, no. Certainly shouldn't forfeit your inheritance. I mean, come on.
Sure should. If you don't do nothing to take care of and help your mother, don't even answer the phone.
Well, I think the easiest thing to do, if this is what you're thinking, is talk to the mother and say, hey.
Well, she's a useless tool as well.
Well, it sounds like maybe
you might get cut.
You
in
are the problem.
It reminds me of the beginning
scheming in the background.
Show Justified. Do you remember the very opening episode of Justified? If you walk down I won't use the word, but you walk down the street and you see a jerk. That guy's a jerk. If you walk all day and everybody's a jerk, you're probably the jerk.
Yes. You're the jerk.
Yeah,
exactly.
Be careful what you wish for. Don't put any ideas in your mother-in-law's head or you might get booted out.
Yeah, you just called your mother-in-law a useless tool on the radio. You could be out of the will.